This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey guys, it's Garcelle Beauvais and welcome to my podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. Grab a cocktail and get ready for some grown and sexy conversations with me and some of my closest friends. We're talking sex, life, relationships, did I say sex, and everything in between. Tonight, I'm going to bed with the most iconic person on Vanderpump Rules. You know her, you love her, the gorgeous Lala Kent.
Wow. Hi, love. Hi. That's a great intro. The most iconic. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And the other person I'm going to bed with is my girl. Let me just say this. Momtrepreneur. Fabulous, gorgeous. I have so much to say about her. The talented Tony Del Cotney. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Welcome to Going to Bed with Garcelle. Ladies, what is your drink of choice tonight? I am having champagne because it's been that kind of day.
Oh, my love. I'm so jealous. I'm just drinking a Coca-Cola. I'm sober. I'll burn my house down if I have champagne, Garcelle.
Okay, don't do it.
No.
Don't do it. Okay, so you're having Coke. Tony, what are you having?
I'm actually a whiskey girl, but I'm having a non-alcoholic beverage. I know. Because of my little journey that I'm on. And so, yeah, I've been falling in love with these new non-alcoholic cocktails. So
I love that.
Cheers.
Oh, Tony, cheers, if you're cheers, a whiskey cheers, girl, cheers. We would have had the best time ever together. Yes, cheers to whiskey. Cheers.
So since we're talking about not drinking, Lala, when did you become sober and how long has it been?
I got sober October 22nd, so a little over 2.5 years.
That's amazing. Wow.
Thank you.
Now, was it because of your journey to have a baby or just you needed to slow down?
I just really loved alcohol, no matter what time of day it was, to celebrate, to drown my sorrows. But here we are 2.5 years later, and I still know how to have a lot of fun, which is a good thing.
Without it. You know what's interesting? Because I said to this to someone earlier that doing a reality show, alcohol is a big factor in doing that. And so I felt like once everything shut down for COVID, I felt like I had my fill while I was shooting Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that I didn't even drink when I could have. Do you know what I mean?
I totally get what you mean. Yeah, you know the drill with filming a reality TV show. It's like it's such a big part of just like everything you're doing because like why the hell not? You know?
Right, exactly.
Why not?
Why not?
You get it.
And Tony, are you trying to have a baby on me?
I am. You know, my youngest is 14 and my oldest is 18. Mm-hmm. And for some wild-haired reason, we decided, oh, let's do this all over again. So here we are, and I'm doing IVF.
More power to you. Are you ready to do it again? The sleepless nights.
You know what? I am. I think the difference is I was such a young mother. And now that I'm like, you know, the 40 party, I love it. Like I can choose, I can actually choose to do this and it's on my own terms. So
I love that. I wish you nothing but the best. You couldn't pay me to do it again. You could not pay me. And you know, I love being a mom more than anything. I love my children and I'm now a grandmother, crazy enough.
You are a grandmama?
And he is the yummiest little thing. Let me tell you, every time I see pictures, I just want to squeeze him.
Oh, my God. He's amazing. But you couldn't pay me. I don't care. Well, you know how I feel about Brad Pitt. If Brad Pitt said I want to be like. All right. Let's talk about when you have a baby and you're in labor. And how angry you are at your partner, your husband, whoever got you in that position, right? So I was reading this thing the other day where when you're mad at your man, what do you do or how do you show it? This one article that I was reading, this woman took his toothbrush and stuck it up her butt. I swear to God.
No.
So I would, like, I would never, I mean, that's extreme. Unless that's, you're really leaving him. You've already gotten the lawyer. Why would you do that?
Because then you have to turn around and kiss
him. I'm sweating. I'm sweating profusely now. Oh, my God. Just right out the gate, we're talking about it.
Right out the gate. This is how we roll, Lala. This is how we roll.
I love it.
Congratulations on Ocean.
Thank you.
What a great name. Like, what made you come up with Ocean?
Well, I wish I had like some like beautiful story to tell you, but honestly, I walked past a yacht in the Bahamas and it was named the Ocean Alexander. And I was like, Ocean is the best name ever. And I am the crazy lady that goes to the Santa Monica Pier and is like telling people to free our orcas and like stop fucking with our dolphins and putting them in captivity. So good. It did make sense to name her that. It just, I needed to see the yacht. That was the sign.
That was the sign. Well, you could have named her yacht. So Ocean is much prettier.
Much better.
That's very true.
Much prettier. How was labor?
My labor was awesome. Oh. It was like, I know, it was like a dream. I want to do it. I know, right? When you said you wanted to hit whoever put you in that position, I was like, I actually wanted to hug him.
Oh.
It was, you know, they induced me. The hardest part of my labor was getting me started. They put the IV in my arm, the easiest part of the whole experience. And I like straight up passed out twice. They thought I was seizing. Yeah, I woke up with doctors and nurses surrounding me, asking me if I knew where I was, what I was doing. I'm like,
oh my God,
Cedars, having a baby. What are you guys doing?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, well, so that was like the most intense part. And I slept like a baby that night. I went in on a Sunday at 8 a.m. that night. You guys, they broke my water and they were like, we're going to change your sheets now because there's a lot of water. I was like, I can't feel anything. So just like leave it. I'm like snoozing. I'm good.
That's hilarious.
Then 6:45, my angel face was here. So it was quick and easy. I loved it.
That's amazing. Oh, so that'll make you do it again and again and again.
Let me just
Are you going to eat your placenta?
I actually had it put into pill form and I love it. I like to say this. I feel awesome because of those. Like I was very worried that I was going to struggle from postpartum depression. Yeah. I was actually really depressed at the beginning of my pregnancy.
Oh.
So I was just worried about my hormones acting not right. And gotcha. So, yeah. So I'm taking it in some way, shape, or form. Not eating it. That's like real gangster, those women.
Yeah, okay. Who are like, I cannot. How did your family feel about that? Do they, I mean, because, you know, back in the day, we didn't eat our placenta. We didn't know anything about that. Tony, did you?
No.
With the boys?
No.
No.
No. I would have
eaten. Would you eat it, though, Tony?
No, that reminds me. It reminds me of Hannibal Lecter, and
right, yeah. Five of beans.
Would it be? Would you do it in pill form? Would that make you feel like a little less?
I would think about that. Yeah, I would probably do that. I don't know. But the eating thing just whoa.
Yeah, maybe the eating, maybe the pill form what is the wrong most civilized with us way now? To do it. What is wrong with us? So going back, when you're mad at your man, what do you do? What kind of stuff do you do? Do you hold off from having sex? Do you? What do you do?
When I was a drinker, I definitely put his toothbrush on my ass. But now he knows that it's like if you piss me off, it's like a really quick, like I'm just gonna like huck grenades at you with my but like verbally, and then it's over. And then he looks at me like I've really just done a number on him, and I'm like, yeah. I feel great now. Like we're good.
That's so good. You guys seem like you have a really good relationship.
We really do. And you know, on paper, we don't make much sense, but like those are the best kinds of things, is things that just don't make sense. So yeah, he's my best friend in the entire world.
I love that. I love that.
Thank
you. Tony, the last time I saw you, you were with this really handsome guy. Is that who you married?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I was a little confused for a moment.
That's like, him.
Is it the same guy?
Yes.
He seems really great. What do you do if you're mad?
He's amazing, but he does, you know, he pushes my buttons occasionally. But the one thing that I found, I guess maybe it's my age, I don't know. You fuck him real good, And that yes. is even worse torture for them, because then they feel like shit for doing whatever it is that they, you know, made you mad about. And right. So it's a sweet revenge. It's
Tony, a sweet revenge. You are like so rocking my world right now. You fuck the shit out of them. God. You're like every man's dream.
Right, exactly. Let me tell you about Tony, Lala. Tony's kids and my sons went to the same elementary school. We have to be at school between 7, 7.15, 7.30. She would walk onto the playground, fully made up, tight jeans, high heels, like the most amazing blouse or jacket or whatever. I mean, I would watch all the dad's mouth just drop and drool and just watch her the entire time she's walking through the playground. And then I would watch all the moms going, fuck her, what a bitch. Like,
oh, yeah. The moms hated you for sure.
For sure. For sure. I never understood how you did it.
Love.
You know, I wonder how moms do that.
Right.
At that hour.
You know, Tony, explain.
It's discipline. It's discipline. It's just, you know, you wake up
discipline.
At 6. Yeah.
Discipline is going to the gym.
No, literally. So I figure I have to get dressed before I take the boys to school. Otherwise, it won't happen. And then I've shot half of my day because I'll be in the mirror, you know, doing this and doing that. So if I just get it done before I take them to school, then boom, I can go on about my day. But it's like, you know, it's kind of sweet revenge for those that don't like me. It's just like I said about my husband.
Oh, yes.
Same energy. Same energy.
I actually love that.
Okay, so Lala, you were saying that 4 of the girls in Vanderpump Rules got pregnant at the same time. Was that a pact?
I don't know how that happened. There were times that we would talk about how fun it would be if we all had children together. And then we just all happened to like legitimately all have children together. It was like, how were we all bumping pee-pees around the same damn time? It was so weird. So there was definitely, even though it looked like a pact, we really just had like little fun banters about it. And now here we all are, moms.
Wow. Scary. And is everybody doing good? Are they adjusting well? And
everyone's doing great. It's really crazy how it really is instinctual when you have, you know, the second you become pregnant, your maternal instincts kick in and you become like the mama bear.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. So are we going to see Ocean on the show?
You will, yeah. She's a star. She what? Definitely is a star.
Not
luckily,
surprised.
They can only film the babies for 20 minutes each time. So it's quick. They're in and out.
Oh, really? Because of laws, children's laws and stuff like that?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. You should have the baby with you all the time. Less shooting time for you. Okay, I want to know, how long after having a baby are you guys having sex? I mean, I told my ex-husband, the doctor said 6 months just because I needed a break. No, I just needed a break. I had twins.
Oh, no.
I wasn't about to go down that road.
No.
Okay. You having twins. Was that just like when you found out you were having twins or did you get pregnant?
We have a lot of twins in my family, but we did infertility because we couldn't get pregnant for the longest time. And when we found out we were having twins, I was so excited because I always wanted a girl. And when we went for the ultrasound and they did, you know, they did the whole scanning and they were like, we see 2 penises. I literally cried. I literally was like, oh, because I always wanted a girl. I'm such a girly girl. I can't believe I didn't get one. But well, now, you're gonna of course, you get what you're, gonna, what you're supposed
your
to get.
Your boys, I'm sure, like such gentlemen, though, because they you're so
are.
Sweet.
They really
yeah,
are.
They're like mama's boys. I watch the show, so I know. so what was your, what did it. You just ask me?
What? How soon after
sex?
Yeah.
We still, so Ocean turned 7 weeks on Monday, and we still have not done the deed. But, and now it's like, I started my first period since, you know, we conceived.
Yeah.
So now I know that I can get pregnant
again. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, no, no. I am not touching. I'm not touching that stick until I am on some birth control.
Good girl. You guys, I'm going to go to this thing where I heard that there's called cock and ball torture. where a guy likes for you to handle his cock really hard. Mm. Do you know you can break? You can break it.
I've heard that.
You can break a dick?
You can break a dick.
My friend broke her husband's dick.
Oh, do tell.
She's a firecracker, and so, you know, the rough sex, I think, is what happened. So
can you imagine you guys?
I cannot. But they didn't even know for a while until he went to the doctor. He's like, oh, yeah, rough sex.
Tony, you're just, you and your crew sound like a bag of fucking fun. All right?
Hell yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. Lala, what is giving them Lala? I need to know what that is.
There was a season, I think it was 5, that I decided, like, I'm not doing this. I wasn't cut out for reality TV. And, you know, my ego was huge, though, at that point. And people were like, we want you back on the show. So I was like, give the people what they want. Give them Lala. And it just kind of stuck. And now here I am just like labeling everything, give them Lala, because it, like I said, it stuck. But it,
I love that.
It means something a little different now that I've, you know, evolved.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like do you and embrace who you are and like give them who you are every single day.
I love that. I love that.
That ain't really, shirt. Really cool. I'm just saying, I'll take
5%. Yeah, we should have a t-shirt. We should all have a t-shirt. Yeah. Give them Lala. Are you ladies dominant or submissive in the bedroom? Tony.
Ooh.
Like, I really.
Actually, I like to be submissive. And sometimes my husband likes me to, like, kind of just take control and, like, be the initiator. Mm-hmm. But I'm a pleaser. Like, I love to pretend like I walk around wearing the pants all day. But I really love just being, you know, I like kind of the submissive role, you know.
Oh, I like it.
Do me, daddy.
I would say the same too. I feel like when we are bosses, when we are, you know, in control in a lot of other areas, that when it comes to the bedroom, that you want to be a, you know, you don't want to take that control, right?
Exactly.
Or maybe not all the time. Lala, what about you? Are you giving him Lala?
You know what? It's funny because when we start, I'm big into foreplay. When we start the fun, I would say I'm very dominant. And then as it progresses, then I become very submissive, which I like because it's finally like that's the one time that my mind is clear. I don't have to do any work.
You know? Right? Mm-hmm.
So yes, that I part. Feel you. I'm on the same page.
Yeah. So Lala, you and your husband is a 20-year age gap.
Yes. He is a grown-ass man.
He loves you to death, though, from what I can tell, which is a beautiful thing.
You know, I feel so safe and loved by him. And I just know we're ride or die for each other because it wasn't perfect circumstances that we started in. And we fought really hard to be together. So I would say we do have an unconditional love for each other.
How'd you meet him?
I met him at the restaurant at Vanderpump's restaurant.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yes. And he was a fan of the show.
No.
And, you know, yes, he was a fangirl. And he sent an assistant up to kind of like spit game for him. And we later down the line linked up over, you know, a movie. I had my manager at the time with me, and I forgot my manager was even there because Rand was just making me laugh, and I was intrigued by him. I had never been with anybody like him, and that we were inseparable ever since that moment.
That's so beautiful. So the 20-year age gap, do you feel like, where do you have a hard time? Is it music? Is it history? Is it, or is there anything that really, that
no.
is different between the two? Nothing.
No, there's nothing. He acts much younger, and I act I think we meet
older.
Each other in the middle, you
That's
know,
perfect.
He's like, it really is perfect. And I never thought that I would ever be with someone 20 years older than me. And now I get it. Like, age is just a number. It's, you know, it's a
totally.
State of mind.
So if Ocean came home with someone who was 20 years older than her, what would you
oh,
say?
Girl, so I would have a heart attack. I would die. I'd be like, what are you doing? Out of all the men in the world, this guy?
I agree, because you know it's never going to be the same. Like, there's always this one instance, okay, this situation works. Because I've dated older guys. My ex-husband was 30 years my senior, so I get it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like you said, Lala, I think that women tend to be more mature, I think.
Yeah, I do feel that way. And, you know, he's a little social butterfly, so he has more energy than I do. So I'm actually, like, looking forward to him getting older, because I'm like, I need you to calm down.
Calm down.
A little bit.
Guys, you know this podcast is all things sexy, right? And you know what's really sexy? Clear skin. I'm obsessed with my skin. That's why I'm excited to partner with this episode's sponsor, Apostrophe. Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/Garcelle when you use our code Garcelle. Now, this code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/Garcelle and click begin visit. Then use our code Garcelle at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/Garcelle and use that code Garcelle to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast.
If you guys could have sex anywhere, where would it be?
I would say if I could have sex anywhere forever for the rest of my life, it would always be on a fabulous yacht or on a private jet, because I love the fact that there are not on a regular plane, because that bathroom's a little small.
Yeah, too small.
I need something luxurious. But it's like kinky to me to think that there's two people flying the plane and they have no idea that I'm like giving a blowjob.
Oh, I love that. Oh. I love that. What about you, Tony?
Probably at the top of the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. Oh, I am obsessed with Dubai.
I'm not even going to say where, because it's not as glamorous as yours.
I know. I'm glad you asked her after. Mine would have been, wait, Garcelle, right. What would you say?
I think I would say either a yacht or on top of a beautiful rooftop in Paris. I think that would be amazing.
Really? You're not extra? Mm-hmm. That's in line with everything
extra.
Else we just
said. Maybe a little extra.
Garcelle and I both said yachts. We're like the most basic bougie.
Basic. Of it all,
right? No, because listen, if it's in Dubai, I can do the yacht too.
Okay.
That's hilarious. Do you guys ever fantasize about someone else while you're with your man? And do you think it's okay if he were to do it too, as long as you don't know that he's doing it?
I think for me, so this is going to sound really weird, I don't fantasize about anybody else, but I would be okay if it was just a fantasy, if it was somebody else in his head. Just don't make that shit come true. You know, when I'm with him, I want to focus on him. Mm-hmm. And I try to think about all the ways that he makes me happy. Without sex involved. So that mental stimulation, the sweet little things that he does for me, because then that makes me like come really hard.
That's beautiful.
I love that answer.
Me too. She's so good. I I'm like getting turned on by Tony just telling me what she's doing.
And so I was like, can someone throw me a rag?
Exactly.
When I'm actually having sex with Rand, I don't picture anybody else except him. When I'm masturbating, I think of myself. I think of what I look like, how
you
I feel.
Do? I've never heard a woman admit that.
Yes.
Not that
there
they don't do it.
Sometimes I take pictures of myself naked, and that's what I look at while I is that horrible?
No,
you're the
amazing.
Realist.
Yeah,
I've never heard anybody that would actually say that. That's beautiful.
Oh,
it also shows self-love that you find yourself.
Yes,
at.
Well, you want to know how I feel about self-love? Is I feel like we should all be in love with ourselves, because when you're in love, it means that you have accepted flaws and all, and that's the type of love that we need to show ourselves.
Oh, isn't that
because no one else is going to show us that type of love? So yeah,
you're so right.
I get off to myself.
You know, I love it.
I've thought about myself.
Oh my God, I never thought of that. I never thought of that. Lala, I want to play a game with you specifically because it's about your co-stars. We're going to play this game called Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Yes, I love it.
So I want to know out of your Jax, Bo, and Brock, who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
I would marry. Oh God. I would marry Bo.
Okay.
I guess I would have to, because I don't want to kill Jax, so I guess I'd fuck Jax. And then I would kill Brock. Because I don't know him that well.
That's hysterical. That is hysterical. Are you ready for the new season?
Yes, and I'm so excited about it. I really am. I don't know what to expect because it looks different, it feels different, but I think it's still going to be entertaining because
oh, for sure.
You know, even though it used to be a show about us all fucking each other and whatever,
yeah,
fans have evolved with us. You know, they also want to see that. So I think we'll be okay. I'm excited.
Two people were fired. And how does it feel going back without them?
It feels extremely strange. Yeah, you know, we are friends in real life. So just because they're not on a show with us anymore, they're still very much a part of, and when I say real life, I just mean without cameras.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it feels very weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine. Tony, give me something. Who would you marry? Who would you fuck? And who would you kill? A celebrity, celebrity wise.
I would fuck Lenny Kravitz.
Ooh, ooh, nice choice.
I would tag team you with Lenny Kravitz, girl.
Yes!
I would tag team
Big
you.
Bed, big bed. I would probably marry Matthew McConaughey just because he wants to run for governor of Texas and we need a new governor.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, God.
And let's see, who do I want to kill? Oh, Tucker Carlson.
Oh, okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, I have a Twitter question, you guys. What's the text you send to your partner to let him know it's going to go down tonight? And this is by at Trying to Bone.
I send just a nudie. And everyone tells me not to do that because it could get leaked. And I'm like, leak it. Leak it.
I was just going to say that. If I take a picture of my body, I make sure my head's not in it because I don't want it leaked. But maybe we do want it leaked, Lala. Maybe we do. That's hysterical.
I'm here for that.
How do you guys feel about masturbation? Are you masturbating around the house? Where are you masturbating?
Always the closet.
Oh, why the closet?
I don't know. I feel safe in there.
I love it. You guys, this is my favorite part of the podcast. This is where you get to highlight who made you laugh, who's inspired you this week, and we call it, who do you want to go to bed with? So I want to know, who do you want to go to bed with? Lala.
Ooh. I always want to go to bed with Michael B. Jordan. Not only is he, he's an incredible talent. I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. So, and he's freaking hot. So there's that.
There's that.
and then here's my corny one. I want to go to bed with my fiance because he's just been such an incredible support to me and someone who inspires me daily. And he gave me my daughter. So there's that.
That is so beautiful. When's the wedding, by the way?
You know, we've postponed it now 3 times.
Sure.
So we've just kind of put it on the back burner. I'm going to start calling him my husband because the only thing missing is like the paper, which is like not that big of a deal to me.
Yeah.
2022 is what we're shooting for.
Good. And is it going to be big and lavish or is it going to be small and intimate?
I would like small and intimate. Rand is a movie producer, so he wants a production. He wants the whole shebang. So we'll give him what he wants.
Oh, I love it.
Give him
that
Lala.
Is awesome. Give him Lala, honey. Tony, I know who you want to go to bed with. So I'm going to tag team you and let's go to bed with Lenny Kravitz. How about that?
Thank you so much.
You both are so beautiful and so real. And I really appreciate you taking the time.
Please check out Lala's new book, Give Them Lala, and her beauty line. And you can always find Lala giving us Lala on her Instagram at Lala Kent. As for Toni, check out her store, House of Hot in Texas, where she makes women look and feel fabulous. Toni also has a nonprofit, Dorcas House, which feeds and cares for the homeless. And they provide yummy meals and support. You go, Toni. Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you can help support us by leaving a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle and on my Twitter at Garcelle B. And you can now watch our full episodes on YouTube. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Audio Up, and Beauvais Wilson Productions, distributed by Audio Up. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson, hosted by Garcelle Beauvais. Executive producers, Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Sam Winter, and Crystal Liney. Co-executive producers, Cindy Levinson, Emu Zhu, associate producer Taz Beckford. Music from Extreme Music. The show was edited and mixed by Jeremiah Zimmerman.